Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Testimony song, and this is definitely one of those. Isaiah D. Thomas with Still Here. My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
Uh-huh. Y'all ready, y'all? Come on.
Yeah.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have as a returning guest on this program, Isaiah D. Thomas. And Brother Isaiah, I bet you don't remember that you were on this program some years ago.
Wow.
It's okay if you don't. It's okay.
Wow. Well, I'm to God be the glory, man. I'm happy to be back.
Amen. It's good to have you back. And so I think the first time it didn't dawn upon me until just now that we had spoken before. And I was like, man. And so it didn't give me an opportunity. Have you ever been, I live in Nashville, Tennessee. Have you ever been to the historic campus of Fisk University?
Oh, yes. Matter of fact, I was the last time I was in Nashville, I was taken around Nashville by my good friend out of Nashville, works for BMI. His name is Thomas Kane.
Yes, yes.
Thomas Kane, he took us to this, almost like a hole in the wall. The food was so good. Oh, my God. I almost lost my mind.
It's like that often, isn't it?
And then he took us to Fisk University. Yep, mm-hmm. Sure did.
That's where you met me. That's where I worked.
Oh, my goodness. So, yes. Are you serious?
Yes, yes, yes.
I do remember that, man.
That's right. I've got a photo somewhere, and I'll make sure that it's posted by the time this interview is done. But, yeah, there's a photo.
Oh,
yes.
Wow, that is awesome. Yeah, Thomas took me to Fisk. He's the one who took me there.
I want to give a shout-out to Thomas Kane. He's still doing his thing, if I'm not mistaken, at BMI.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's my guy, man.
Amen. And but it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, and it's always great, as I've come to recognize in the body of Christ, especially I've been saved a number of years now, that whenever I see God continuously blessing someone else, my brother or my sister in Christ, then it makes me feel good, because I know that the same God, that's blessed Isaiah D. Thomas, same God that will bless me. So,
wow, you're preaching, brother. Yes, sir, man. Preaching now, doctor.
Yeah. So for
and
the people,
guess what? We should all feel like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're all in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so we shouldn't be backbiting and hating on each other. Guess what? It's enough of the pie for everybody.
Man, it's more than enough.
So, you know, I'm really honored to hear you say that, because we need more of that in the body of Christ. We need more of that. In the body of Christ.
Yes. As a matter of fact, and I know we're supposed to be talking about your music, but
this is real talk.
Yeah, yeah, on Real Gospel. My thought is that whenever I see someone else get blessed, then I always think to myself two things. What God has for them is for them, and the other couple of things are, you know, am I doing all that God has asked me to do so that I can receive what God has for me? And that's sort of the two things. But that's how I look at that. I always say, am I doing all the things that I need to be doing so that I can receive what I'm supposed to be receiving from God?
Sure,
that's how I always look at that. I sell for other people.
That's a great perspective, because you always want to do. And every time, and this is, even when God will have me writing new material, sometimes it leads you to do kind of like a self-examination. Because when you're writing songs and your songs are stemming from the Word of God and you're coming from the Scriptures, every now and then it will cause you to do a self-examination. You want to search your heart. You ask God, search my heart, that my motives stay in the right place.
Amen. Amen.
Because once your heart, if something gets in your heart, then it will manifest in your motives.
You preaching now.
So doing a self-examination is imperative.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So for people who don't know who Isaiah D. Thomas, and I put D. Thomas because if they Google you, well, for those of us who remember the earlier NBA days. One of my heroes was Isaiah Thomas. They call him Zeke. You know,
Can I share a testimony about that?
Oh, yeah.
Believe it or not, man, I was asked to minister in Detroit, Michigan. It was a radio station day in Detroit, and it was one of the biggest concerts that they did. I mean, as far as I could see out, I could see people. It had to be at least 100,000 people. It was just, as far as you could see people. And I'm in Detroit, Michigan, and my name is Isaiah Thomas. So, needless to say, when the host introduced me,
the crowd went wild.
He said, I'm getting ready to bring a familiar name. He said, Isaiah Thomas is coming to the stage, and the people went crazy. He said, but this is not the basketball player, and all the people booed. And I had to come behind all that booing and try to sing.
Oh, man.
But I tell you what, once we started singing, it was all good. We had everybody rocking outside, but for that first minute, it was the worst place I could ever be to hear 100,000 people booing.
That's awesome.
Because I was not the basketball player Isaiah Thomas. I always laugh about that. I mean, 100,000 people, and you're in Detroit, Michigan, where he played his whole career.
That's right. Unheard of today, right?
So that was funny.
Free agency today. So for people who are not familiar with who you are and how you came into the knowledge of God, you know, somebody may have just found Christ yesterday who was listening to this interview and they've heard your new song, Still Here. Tell them a little bit about who you are, where you're from and all that so they can get a consensus as to the testimony behind your glory.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, Still Here, the single, really talks about what we go through in church. I was a PK's kid, so of course a preacher's kid. I was born and raised in the church. I was doing my science projects on the church pew. And when I turned about 9 or 10 years old, I started figuring out harmonies. So I started teaching music at about 13. I'm teaching choirs. I'm teaching adults at 13 years old. And from there, God saved me and gave my life to Christ, and my dad raised me. He was a single parent, and he raised me, and God promoted him. He wound up becoming a bishop. Now he's a bishop in the Lord's church, and of course we share the same name. By the way, I want to set the record straight. My father turned 84 this year. And his name is Isaiah Thomas.
Amen.
And so when people say, well, you got the name from the basketball player, I want to let you know we had the name first because my father's 84.
Oh.
So he's well older than the basketball player, Isaiah Thomas. He gave the name to me. So we had the name first, and somehow Isaiah in Detroit, somehow his mom heard our name and named him Isaiah Thomas.
I'll fill in the blank for you. His mom and dad were at a revival or at a service
there
one day.
There you go.
And
there
said, glory be to God, I'm getting saved. And they got saved and said, you know what? And then they named their first child after the person whom they heard preach the fire word of God.
Preach
and said,
that's
how it happened. That's right.
I've been trying to tell people everywhere I go.
That's how it happened. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So how did you get a record deal and all that?
Well, my first record deal, my first record deal was in 1992, which I had, a lot of people don't know my story, but I'm a minister of music. That's always been my passion. I grew up in the Bible Way Church, but then I got my first minister music job at the Cornerstone Peaceful Bible Baptist Church. I know that's a long name. Cornerstone Peaceful Bible Baptist Church. And that's the song that hit the airwaves and made me popular, that song entitled High in All the Earth. Mm-hmm. That's where that came from. And that was in 1992. And when we recorded, it started, it was just a workshop album. But by the time we got done, we made it a mass choir album, and a record company out of D.C. area called YG Records. At the time, they had signed the late Ricky Fowler, who was very popular in the DMV area. They had a group called the True Tones, which was a very popular group in that area. the owner of the company heard us sing at a concert, and right then and there he offered us a record contract. And that was the record that we put out that had High in All the Earth and had Pray Everything Will Be All Right, and really just kind of put Isaiah Thomas on the scene as a musical artist in the early 90s. And then God blessed us. We wound up doing two church albums. And on that second album was the hit song, Jesus Can Work It Out, Great Jehovah God, It's Time to Praise the Lord. That was that record. And then I started Elements of Praise after that. So Elements of Praise wound up coming out with their first album, I believe it was 1998. And that title was I Will Bless the Lord. So it was, see, but our good friend and brother, Minister Byron Cage,
yes,
didn't record the record until 2007.
Mm.
So it came out in 1998. A lot of people don't know that. That was our original recording with my group, Elements of Praise.
Mm-hmm.
That record came out in 1998. Minister Byron Cage recorded it again. See, that's why timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because the record came out in 1998, and it was a great record. Same song. Same. Everything was the same. But Byron did it in 2007. It was a number one hit and was the most played record in 2006.
Mm.
BMI Award was that BMI Award was awarded to us for the most played gospel song in a physical year.
Wow.
And that record wasn't broken until Pastor Marvin Sapp came out with Never Would Have Made It.
Mm-hmm.
So just to show you, all the songwriters that are listening to us, couple of things you need to understand. Every time God gives you a song, don't mean it's for you. Every time God gives you an idea, it don't necessarily mean it's for you to interpret it. Sometimes he'll give you a song for someone else. So to be an effective writer, you can't be selfish.
Wow.
Because if you're selfish and self-centered, you're going to miss your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of that is timing, season. The music has to be relative to the season that the body of Christ is in order for that record to reach its full potential. Season is everything. Sometimes you can have a number one record that you put out in the wrong season.
Mm.
See, that's why at the end of the day, you got to trust God.
Amen.
You got to trust God. So all my songwriters out there, those are two points you should never forget. Never forget, every song is not for you. And number two, make sure that song comes out in the right season so that the song is relative to where we are. See, remember, you want to be where God is, not where God was.
Mm-hmm. Man, Brother Isaiah, see, we're almost out of time, but we got some great nuggets in there. I'm going to have you back to follow up with you.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. I'm loving the song. Which is called Still Here. How can the listeners find out more about you, your music, and just reach out to you, get you to come to their city and do what you do?
Man, well, you can always reach us on social media, Facebook, Isaiah D. Thomas, Instagram, IDT Music Group, IDT Music Group, and on Twitter, we are EOP for Life, the number 4. EOP for Life. Now the single Still Here is rising up the charts now. We give all the glory to God. That song, we just did a deal, a multi-record deal with Warner Universal. So that record is going to be available on all of the downloading facilities any day now. So you just type in either my name or type in Still Here. It's going to pop up for you on iTunes, Amazon, everywhere you download music.
Amen. Remember, everybody, that's Isaiah D. Thomas, the musician, the man of God. And so check him out, look him up, support his ministry. My friend, it's always a pleasure and an honor speaking with you, and we will have you back soon, my friend.
Man, let's do it again, bro.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.